Mr. Richardson and Mr. Stickley are both on the line now, so we can begin our pre-hearing conference. My name is John Melanson. I'm the hearing officer in this case. And what we'll do is begin this just by announcing first that the case is on the record. In other words, we're recording this pre-hearing conference, so we'll have a record of what occurs here. We're taking up the two cases or two applications of Mr. Gay Richardson, S82-20066, and the application of Mr. John Stickley, S82-20067. These are both applications for suction dredge mining permits on the Red River. First, we'll introduce the people who are present. As I mentioned, my name is John Melanson, the hearing officer. We also have Mr. Garrick Baxter, the Deputy Attorney General, who represents the Department of Water Resources, and Mr. Aaron Gohlert, the State Coordinator for the Stream Protection Program. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Also with the Department of Water Resources, and Mr. Tim Luke, the Water Compliance Bureau Chief, correct?
Yes.
With the Department of Water Resources. We have Ms. Emmy Blades, who is an attorney with the Attorney General's Office, who will be assisting me in this case. And then also from the department, I can't remember your name.
Kimmy White.
All right. She'll be just assisting us with making sure we make a good record of the case. Well, a quick summary of the process here is that a pre-hearing conference is convened under the rules to allow us to do a couple of things, primarily to discuss settlement options, if there are any, if that's even appropriate or possible, but mostly to schedule a hearing and set a discovery schedule and disclosure deadlines. Mr. Stickley and Mr. Richardson have both filed applications to conduct dredge mining on the Red River. Those applications were denied by the department. And both the applicants then sent letters to the department, which were treated as requests for hearing. And I was then appointed by the Board of Water Resources to conduct these hearings. And so the matter, as I said, is set for pre-hearing conference today. The only real rule of conduct here, well, there are a couple of them. I guess we don't interrupt each other, and also we need to treat each other in a respectful way. That'll be the rule as far as any proceedings while I'm the hearing officer. A couple of preliminary matters. first one is I will take official notice of the files before the Department of Water Resources. And this consists of the applications and written comments made by interested persons or organizations, and also the correspondence between the Department of Water Resource representatives and the applicants. It's also, I'll mention, it's also my intention to consolidate these two cases for purposes of the hearing. This means that the hearing will be held at the same time in both cases, and I'll consider the evidence to the extent that it's relevant in both cases. Mr. Richardson, is there any objection, sir, to the court, or I'm sorry, I used to being a judge for so many years, I refer to the court, but I'll try to remember not to do that. Is there any objection if I do consolidate the cases for hearing?
No, it's what we wanted to have them both done at the same time if possible, so we don't have to go through this twice.
Okay, sir. How about you, Mr. Stickley?
That's fine with me. We'll do it together.
All right.
What we want.
One of the things we need to establish pretty soon in these cases is the basis for the applicant's objections. And in order to do that, what I'm going to do is ask both Mr. Richardson and Mr. Stickley to submit within 10 days after today a written statement briefly explaining why you don't agree with the denial of your application. I read your letters. And you know, I glean from those letters that you for sure don't agree with the denial of the application. But the one thing that I don't really see there is any reasons, particularly a legal reason, why the application shouldn't have been denied. So I need the both of you to just. It doesn't have to be anything formal or in legalese, I guess, but you need to file a written explanation of why you disagree with the department's decision to deny your applications. So, Mr. Richardson, are you able to do that, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
I can do that.
Okay. How about you, Mr. Stickley? Will you be able to do that for us?
I have not a problem with that.
Okay.
I guarantee I'll write you a letter.
Okay. Wait, don't write it to me. Just file it with the Department of Water Resources. They'll get it to me right away. Okay. And if you'll just send it to, if you need to coordinate with Ms. Blades to do that, she'll get the address for you and everything, okay? And it, as I said, just put it in your own words. It doesn't have to be long or complicated. You can do it however you like, as long as it sets forth the reasons for your objection. And if we do have any interveners in this case, I guess we'll give them the same opportunity. They're likely to put that information in their petition to intervene. And that reminds me, and I'll just ask this more as a formality, because I think we know that at this point, but is there anyone else on the telephone line who wishes to file a motion to intervene in this case as a protestant? It appears not. And I just mentioned that for the record, because this would be an opportunity for someone who wanted to intervene in this case to do so. The next thing we need to deal with is what's called discovery. Now, I don't know if you men have been involved in a lawsuit before, but if you have, you might know what discovery is. It's an opportunity to ask questions of the other party in writing and have them answered under oath. And that's one of the things that you can do before the hearing in this case, if you want to. So, Mr. Richardson, but first I should explain what it is, I guess. This discovery can either be done by written interrogatories, and that's where you just ask written questions that, in this case, I guess the department or any protestants would be required to answer under oath, or request for production of documents, and that's where you request in writing whatever documents you may wish to obtain from the other party. Mr. Richardson, do you wish to conduct discovery in this case?
Yes, I think so. There's a number of things that need to be discussed, and there's some things that you need to know.
Okay.
Pardon?
No, go ahead, sir. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay. And, you know, I don't know just how to put this into words, you know, because, well, I don't know if we need to discuss this right now, but this deal where it was turned down because of mitigating measures, which they said was not on the permit. You know, and I've explained this to them a number of times about this, and the other thing is we don't have any idea what they want. And then we're finding out there's something behind all of this.
Okay, well...
And it's not pretty.
Okay, sir. Well, you know, I don't mean to interrupt, but I think it sounds like you're telling me the reasons why you disagree, and that probably is best done if you put it in writing, as I mentioned earlier. And if you do want to conduct discovery, we'll set a schedule for that. And I don't know if the department wishes to conduct discovery in this matter or not, Mr. Baxter.
No, Judge.
Okay. Well, we need also to discuss disclosure of witnesses and expert witnesses. Mr. Richardson, I assume you intend to call witnesses in this matter, is that correct?
Not really, unless it would be our state representatives, stuff like this.
Sure.
You know, sometimes they come to the meetings. If this thing goes that far, from what you're saying, it sounds like this thing might get canceled out before we ever have a hearing.
Well, you mean by the passage of time, because it'll be time for next year's section dredge mining already, or is that what you're referring to? Or
well, from what you said, you didn't see any reason why the permit shouldn't be denied, and unless we offer something. And that being the case, it sounds like your mind's already made up.
Well, my mind's not made up. The only thing I know about this case is what I've seen in the file. I don't know, and without knowing what your objections to it are, I don't even know where to begin. And so my mind's not made up. But the fact of the matter is, you do have to show what it is that the department did wrong, and you have to point that out. I mean, I'll look through the file, and I'll do my best to make the right decision in this case. But if you have a position in this case that the Department of Water Resources has done something wrong, and in doing so has denied your application, you need to let me know what that is. And so, but mm-hmm. other than that, my mind's not made up, that's for sure. So,
well, as long as you're going to be impartial, but now my understanding is that you were a mitigating judge for something to do with the Snake River project or something, the water?
I was the presiding judge of the Snake River Basin adjudication for a few years, and if you believe that is reason to have me disqualified, what you need to do is file a motion for me to be disqualified. That's all I can tell you about that. That's all I know about that. The fact of the matter is, I know some of the people at the Department of Water Resources because of that, but the board of the state board...
They picked you? The Water Resource Department picked you?
Actually, I was appointed by the state board of water resources. State Water Resources Board.
Yeah.
A separate thing, but certainly related. But as I said, if you think I shouldn't do this, that you should file a motion to disqualify me, and I'll deal with that.
Well, now, okay. Can I ask you another question?
Okay.
The lawyer that talked to me first from the Attorney General's office, she mentioned that you were going to study some of the mining law. Is that correct?
Well, if they're relevant, I don't know why I wouldn't if they're relevant to the decision in this case.
Okay. Well, I've got a report here from an attorney called James Hall. It pretty much explains the mining law fairly good. I studied it years ago, but that was a long time ago. Oh, because these are some of the things that you need to know if you're going to make a proper decision. That's my feelings on it.
Well,
and also...
Oops, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, okay. So I would like to send the report to you and have you read it, if you know, and as a part of, what would we call it, discovery, maybe?
Well, not necessarily. Discovery is for you. It's for you to discover what other parties have, and for other parties to discuss what you have and what you intend to introduce in evidence.
Yeah, okay.
If that, I get you. Sure.
We question the other parties.
Yeah. If that report you have is something that could be introduced in evidence, then it certainly is something I would consider if it is introduced in evidence at the hearing. So that's possible to do.
That's what I want to know. Yeah. So we, there's a possibility then we are going to have a hearing.
Yeah.
That this will go beyond a pre-hearing.
Oh, sure. That's why we're having this pre-hearing, so we can set a date for the hearing. Okay. That's one of the reasons for it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Can I ask another question?
Okay.
I wanted the... the hearing to be here in Elk City. I could set it up at the conference room in the Forest Service here. And for a couple of reasons, you need to come here to see some of the terrain here if you're going to make a proper decision. And also to take you up on the Red River if the snow isn't 6 feet deep, you know, and you take a look at what I'm talking about.
And I know that request was made, and I noticed it in some of the correspondence. I think what we're going to do, in fact, I'm sure what we're going to do, is have the hearing in Grangeville. That's about the best we can do. I think one of the reasons you just mentioned was if the snow isn't 6 feet deep. We're going to be doing this in the winter, and I think if there's a need for me to see the river, I can't imagine what it would be. I make my decision.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I make my decision based on the law, and mm-hmm. If there's some need for me to see the river, and you can convince me that I have to make a decision in this case, I can go look at it. But as far as where we hold the hearing, we're going to do that in Grangeville, and so we'll set the hearing there. And I know that's probably, since I noticed that you already asked for that, I have it in Elk River, so I know that's probably disappointing for you. But I think Grangeville, with the fact that we're probably going to do it in the winter, and the fact that we got a lot of people traveling. I think Grangeville's, and so we need a place for him to stay and so forth. I think Grangeville's about the best we can do for you. Okay? So what we'll do then.
I hope I can make it.
I didn't hear you, sorry.
I say I hope I can make it because I'm broke from all of this stuff.
Well, I hope you can too.
Pardon?
I hope you can too. It's important to you, and this is the only way you can get a decision on this case.
Yeah.
So we need to set discovery deadlines and disclosure deadlines. So discovery will begin immediately. No reason to delay that. I think what we'll do is I'll order that we'll limit interrogatories to 15, including subparts. Another way to say it is 15 with no subparts. And you can file requests for production. There'll be no requests for admission. So you've got interrogatories or requests for production. Discovery cutoff will be, well, maybe I need to inquire of Mr. Baxter to get a feel for how long is usually allowed for that, and how long, also for you gentlemen too, how long you need. I noticed that in the information I have, that sometimes discovery cutoff is 3 months before the hearing, but I don't know if we need that much time. What's your thought on that, Mr. Baxter?
Judge, I think we can pretty promptly respond to any requests that come in, so I think 3 months is probably a little bit long in this circumstance as well.
Okay.
I would imagine, too, the gentleman want to get a decision as soon as possible.
Yeah,
so.
That's been on my mind, too, that if we... You know, if we take too long, we will be, the decision, whatever it is, isn't going to do anybody any good. So, Mr. Richardson, and I'll hear from Mr. Stickley on this too, if you want, but how long do you think you need to ask the questions that you need to ask to the department in writing?
Well, probably a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Okay. Mr. Stickley, anything, would you need more time than that?
Well, you know, I think we don't need both of us to sign into the discovery because Mr. Richardson wants to take over that project. He's a lot better at that than me. I mean, he knows more of the actual, he's been through more, I should say, on these issues of mining in the Red River and other rivers and other places for many years now. So, myself, you know, I am not happy with the decision, and I will give you I'll write the Department of Water Resources a letter explaining to them why I disagree. And so we'll just go from there. But I'm 300 miles away from Grangeville, excuse me. And, and it is wintertime. It is snowing in Elk City. It has three times in the last couple weeks. So, and I'm sure it's not going to get any better. So, however you guys set these up, I'm pretty much game and able to make it to Grangeville, and so we'll go from there.
Okay, sir. Well, let me just think for a second here and take a look at what our schedule would be. Yeah, typically the responses are due 30 days after the request. We can deal with the witness list just shortly prior to the hearing. So if we set this, let's say we tried to set it in mid-December for hearing, we could...
In Grangeville.
Yeah, in Grangeville. And I know that I know that's a problem, but it's better than... I mean, we could do it in Boise if that's convenient, more convenient for both of you than... Grangeville.
Well, no, it's not. And the thing is, too, is Highway 95 was shut down for numerous snowstorms and blowing snow and drifting snow and stuff. Boise, I-2 or I-84 going through Oregon into Boise was real treacherous last year. So, you know, it's not going to be fun for any of us.
Right.
In even 30 days or whatever. But, I mean, we're looking at safety here also, and nobody wants to get killed over... this situation. If the weather's bad and the roads are shut down, we can postpone this at another date, and that's what I would really like to see happen. But if we can get it in and get it done within like 30 days, like you said, you know, let's do it. And we can see what the weather outcome is at that time.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a reason that I might not be able to do it sooner, and I'll tell you what it is. Just the other day, I ruptured my Achilles tendon, and I've got to have surgery done on it. I know that's not your problem, but it sort of is, because I'm not sure that I'll be able to be mobile and able to conduct the hearing anywhere.
So now you're telling us now you're backing out on this whole situation because of your operation?
Okay, no, all I'm telling you is that it presents a problem as far as scheduling.
That's kind of what I heard.
Okay, and I can set it sooner, but I can't be positive that I'll be able
to. Mr. Melanson, I would like to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you have any, and I mean any background in mining, suction dredge mining, or any other type of mining?
No.
Have you ever done any mining? Have you ever gold panned in your life?
No.
Okay. How did you say that we can have you removed from this thing if you have, you're trying to do this thing and you have no background on any mining, suction dredge mining, or anything of that nature, and you're taking over this proceeding?
Yeah.
Right there, red flags go up to me.
Okay, if you think biased or prejudiced in this case, then what you need to do is file a motion to disqualify. That's all, and I'll deal with it then. Okay?
Okay.
And
we'll do our discussions between me and Mr. Richardson at a later date of kind of what we want to do, because it seems like you guys are doing to see what you guys want to do.
We're having this pretrial conference.
We would like to have this pre-hearing conference resolved pretty quickly here.
Yeah, we're about to do that.
okay, then.
What we'll do is schedule the... Mr. Baxter, any objection from the state if we just try to schedule this maybe 30 days out for hearing, have a 15-day... give the... that probably wouldn't give you enough time to respond, would it?
30 days might be a little tight, but let's see, for October 18th, that would put us here.
I think we're looking at least the beginning of December.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't think we can do it sooner. Okay.
I was just going to say the very end of November, first part of December would probably work.
Okay.
You're going to send us of course, you're going to send this stuff in mail, correct?
Yes, we'll send. What I'll do, sir, is just within the next couple of days, I'll send out a what's called a pre-hearing order.
I need my paperwork.
And that'll set the case for hearing. It'll give you all this information that we've already discussed, okay?
Okay.
And I'll ask
you. You did say something about witnesses or people that would testify for us.
Yeah.
If we do decide to have somebody come, what do we do? Let you know who and when or what? Or
sure.
What do
we, do? We shouldn't have to do that. We should. No, we can bring whoever we want, I think.
No, you have to disclose them, and I'll tell you
about that. Oh, we do have to disclose them.
Yeah,
right.
I'll tell you about that in just a second. Well, is Tuesday, December 5th acceptable to the department for a hearing date?
Judge, I think Tim's going to say there's actually a stream channel alteration listening session that day.
The board is scheduled in Boise. December 5th is their listening session on the permit conditions for the South Fork Clearwater, which I know Mr. Stickley has been a permittee on the South Fork last year, so I think he has an interest in that. And I think at least Aaron and or I would be in attendance, so we probably would not be available that day.
Okay. How, well, would
what, we, what day was that? December, what was that meeting in?
December 5th. December 5th.
That was a Tuesday, correct?
I think it's a Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah, it is. So that won't work for our hearing date. How about the 6th?
No, it won't.
December 6th?
Yeah, this is the one that, December 5th is the one that we either got to call in by phone or go to Boise for to talk this over about the regulations.
Well, if you're planning
right.
to come to Boise on the 5th anyway, maybe we could hold this hearing.
I'm not.
We don't know. We can't. He said he's strapped out, and like I said, it could be just blowing and, you know, I mean.
Okay.
Let's put these meetings apart. If we're going to do it, I can't be driving to Boise for one meeting and turning back right around and going through another highway to hell to Grangeville.
Well, how about just a couple days later on December 7th, the Thursday, in Grangeville?
All right.
Does that work for the state?
December 7th in Grangeville? Yes, is that what you're saying?
Yes, Judge, December 7th will work for the department.
Mr. Richardson, is December 7th in Grangeville acceptable to you?
Okay.
And Mr. Stickley?
Let me look at my calendar here. It's on a Thursday. When are this meeting going to be taking place? Because I usually, if I have a meeting to go to, they usually have them in the morning, and I spend the night in Greensville. And so I would just get, if I happen to be able to make it to Boise the 5th, that's all I would be doing is just road traveling, sleeping in motels for these meetings. The 7th's not going to work for me.
Okay, why don't you tell me what day would work in early December?
Well, now I'm telling you. Now you're making me tell what day's going to be working.
You just were complaining because we were setting the date when you didn't want to do it. Why don't you tell me when you can do it? How about the 11th?
The 11th, you said?
Yes, Monday.
That's on a Monday. The 11th will be fine.
Okay. And we'll set it for 2 days just in case it goes that long. I'd be surprised if it did. I should have asked, Mr. Stickley, is the 11th all right for you?
The 11th on the Monday, December 11th, will work fine.
Okay, and for the state?
Yes, that'll work fine here.
Okay, we'll do it then, and we'll set it for 2 days, Monday and Tuesday then. And what time do you usually start these things today?
As early as they want, you know, 8:30, 9.
Is 9 o'clock all right for you gentlemen?
Yeah.
9:00.
Okay, we'll do it at December 11th at 9 a.m. then in Grangeville. We don't know yet where exactly. I'm thinking maybe we can get a conference room somewhere up there, and we'll put that in the notice of hearing that will go out shortly. As far as discovery deadlines, we'll set 15 days as the deadline for written discovery. That means, Mr. Richardson and Mr. Stickley, that you need to make those requests within the next 15 days that we talked about. And also, Mr. Baxter, is 15 days after that sufficient for answers?
Yes, sir.
In response to discovery, then within 15 days after that. And also, I mentioned that if the state, if the department wishes to conduct the discovery, then those same deadlines would apply. There'll be a deadline for disclosure of witnesses for all parties, and that's 2 weeks prior to the hearing. So, looks like that would be my November calendar here. November 27th would be the last day for disclosure of witnesses. I'm going to put this in the order too, and tell you all right now that if you disclose witnesses after that date, and there's not a very good reason for late disclosure, then you won't be able to call them at the hearing. So that is a deadline that's important, because it's important for all the parties to know before those witnesses are called who they are. And by identifying them, we need names and addresses and telephone numbers. So let's see, we've
That's
covered...
December 27th, you said?
No, November 27th, yeah, for disclosure of witnesses.
Oh, and disclosure that's, the November, I just wrote down December.
Right.
November 27th.
So if there are any expert witnesses to be called, those need to be closed. Those need to be disclosed 1 month prior to the hearing. So that deadline's coming up pretty soon. So if any of the parties have expert witnesses, those need to be disclosed sooner than that. So I don't know that there's anything else we need to discuss at this pre-hearing conference. Ms. Blades, is there anything we missed?
Would you like to include a date for exhibits?
Oh, sure. I forgot to mention that if the parties have written exhibits, or any other kind of exhibits for that matter, that they wish to have admitted at the hearing, those exhibits must be disclosed on the same deadline as the witness list. So that's 2 weeks prior to the hearing. That applies to both both parties. Anything else? Mr. Baxter, anything else from the state? Or from the department, I'm sorry, I keep falling.
Judge, would you like us to provide paper copies of those exhibits to you as well when we identify whatever exhibits? Would that be helpful?
It would. I think what I'll do, though, is have those filed
with the,
by the parties, and then if the department's willing, they can just... Either if it's voluminous, just let me know and I can come over and take a look at it. If not, if you could provide copies to me, that'd be good. Okay?
Excellent.
So Mr. Richardson and Mr. Stickley, I think that concludes the pretrial hearing as far as I know. Is there anything else you wish to bring up at this time, Mr. Richardson? Or Mr. Stickley, anything else you wish to bring up?
No, I am. I'm done.
Mr. Richardson, anything else from you, sir? Are you still with us? Well, we might have lost him. Okay, well, this will be in the written order. We all right? Okay.
He can't have phone problems.
Okay. Well, all this information will be in the written order that goes out within the next few days in any event. And that written order will include the place of the hearing in Grangeville. Thank you both very much for your participation. And I thank the parties who are here and Boise as well for their participation, and we'll be in recess at this time until the hearing in this matter.
Thanks, Judge.
Thank you.
Thank you.